Thanks so much, Dennis. The search is on soon for a new Redmond High School principal. Last night, the school board went along with the superintendent's recommendation and voted to fire Brian Lemos. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
Redmond Superintendent Shay Michelson says the district does not take this lightly. He says they followed a thorough investigative and personnel process and decided that dismissal was the correct action. The district isn't saying much about the firing, but did cite misconduct and performance issues as the reasons. You may remember that earlier, former Redmond High School principal Brian Lemos was placed on administrative leave in late August. Michelson plans to begin the search for a permanent principal for Redmond High School in January of 2012. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
Lee Loving is the interim principal at Redmond High School. A longtime prosecutor in the Deschutes County District Attorney's Office is applying for a judgeship. Beth Bagley has worked in the DA's office for 9 years. She's applying to replace Judge Stephen Titkin, who is retiring. Governor Kitzhaber will appoint his replacement since he's stepping down midway through his term. Bagley says one of the biggest challenges is their large caseloads.
As a judge, I would be really interested in trying to work with others to develop some meaningful solutions and effective solutions to our court backlog. I think that we need to begin doing things differently if we are going to deliver justice, given the current economic times.
Bagley says courts are dealing with a lot of work and not enough funds to pay people to do it. All applicants for the judgeship must submit their interest to the governor by the end of October. Another local attorney is considering a bid for one of the two judgeships in the Deschutes Circuit Courts. Former State Representative Judy Stigler says she is giving serious thought to pursuing the appointment for Judge Stephen Titkin's seat or running for Judge Michael Sullivan's seat next year.
What I'm thinking about is either putting my name in for the appointment or potentially running for the open seat in May. I wouldn't do both, but I haven't ruled either out. Well, I'm not leaning towards either of them specifically at this point. I'm giving them equal consideration.
Stigler says she has a lot of experience behind her. She served as juvenile court referee in the 1980s, and her experience in the legislature gives her a unique view of how and why laws are made. Stigler says she will make her decision by the deadline to apply for Titkin's seat at the end of October. The new Bend police chief is laying out his strategy for the police department. Chief Jess Sale says, one, he'd like to work with other local agencies like Redmond Police in the county to develop an information lead style. He says, for example, as they spot trends, they could respond within days instead of weeks. And in the more minor cases, he would like the public to be able to use an online system.
So that certain crimes can be reported to us online, so that we're not sending officers clear across town for a minor theft to take that report, but people will have access to us through the internet, be able to still report those crimes, and we can still evaluate the impact of those crimes on the community.
Chief Sale is also taking a closer look at how the Traffic Enforcement Division is run and if their approach to animal control issues need to change. Police moved in and arrested about 10 demonstrators that were blocking Southwest 3rd and Main in Portland. The arrest couldn't come fast enough for Catherine Knotson.
This has been a hindrance to me because it delays my getting to where I need to go every day, and I really do not support what they're talking about.
Knotson says she is part of the 99% but is looking for a job. She doesn't understand what the demonstrators of Occupy Portland are trying to accomplish. Mayor Adams says Occupy Portland can continue to use the two city parks for their demonstrations. Businesses that support each other, that's what makes opening a new business in downtown Bend attractive, says Chuck Arnold, executive director of the Downtown Bend Business Association. They just announced that about 8 businesses, some new and some are relocating into downtown.
We're excited that the Jackalope Grill, a very popular Bend restaurant, will be coming downtown. We are very excited about Ruby, which is going to be a new lounge attached to Gatsby's on Minnesota Street, having a couple new boutiques come in this past quarter.
Arnold says the downtown businesses really do work together and help each other out. High-end stores and low-cost stores are doing their best in our recent economy. Stores like Costco, TJ Maxx, and lower-end hair salons are seeing consumer growth. Kirsten Goldstein owns 2 Great Clips, one in Bend and another in Redmond, and she is opening another one in Redmond this weekend.
I'm finding in this down economy, hair keeps growing. People need an affordable alternative to get their hair cut, and in choosing us, that's what they get.
The new Redmond Great Clips will open this Saturday across from the Super Walmart. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.